So it is May 27th, 2022. And this is our orientation call for our all new Love Your Life, Love Your Business program. And I am just, as you saw me just before the recording, you know, bouncing off the walls. I am so, so, so excited to be here with you. As you know, in the, like, since this company began in 2007, this is unprecedented. We are doing unprecedented things together. And I've been like, I'm just going to say, I've just been telling people about you too in my life. I am so excited. Each and every one of you, I think the world of you. I think you are utterly amazing. And I know that we are going to do amazing things together in the next couple of years. So thank you for saying yes to yourself. Thank you for putting your stake in the ground for your own blessed, beautiful greatness and what it is that you have to offer the world. Thank you for putting your stake in the ground with this amazing community. Oh my goodness. We have a powerhouse founders group, the founders of the founders group here. And bless you, each and every one of you, for believing in yourself to do this, for believing in this community, for believing in us and the support you have with the team and with each other to really take it to the stratosphere. I am so excited and so grateful to you, so overjoyed by what we're going to be creating together and what we already are creating here together. And I love, like, the ones that I can see, you know, Yvonne always with different, you know, with both hats on too, right? Sometimes, you know, both team and student, right? And so thank you for all. And Yvonne has been working on this behind the scenes for months. You know, we've been doing months of work to create this, and it goes way back, Carly, to years, you know, years ago, and figuring out the client journey, you know, and Heidi, I will never forget, and I've quoted you, I hope you don't mind, you know, a couple of things that you said, and it's so, so beautiful. It was, you know, when we presented this offer for the very first time, you said, thank you for presenting this offer. And I will never forget that. Because thank you for hearing my heart and our hearts in this for what we can do together. I will never forget that the rest of my life. Thank you. And then the other thing that you said, Heidi, was, hello, Mary Kay, nice to see you. The other thing you said, Heidi, was when I said, well, so are you joining us? And I hope you don't mind if I share that. You know, you said, when I said, are you joining us? And you said, was there ever any doubt? So I love the way, you know, each and every one of you entered in such a beautiful way. Diane, I know we'll see her. Diane is supposed to be here, so hopefully you'll be here soon, Diane. You'll have this recording. And Maria, I'll see you a little later today, and you'll have this recording. Plus, I'll just make sure that there's, you know, it's like anything else that you need this afternoon. So hopefully you'll have this. If you're hearing my voice, you'll listen. You already know that you have access to that. And then Mary Kay for leaping in on Monday. Bless you. And this series of questions that you asked me, they were all brilliant and beautiful. What about this, Michelle? What about that, Michelle? What about this? And then can I quote you to them from that call? Do you mind? I think it's a piece that you won't mind at all. So I hope you'll trust me in this. So, and we know that Mary Kay is amazing at asking questions, right? And so Mary Kay asked this and that, all brilliant and beautiful questions. And then what I loved, each and every one of you, there's been a shared moment that I've loved so, so very much about you putting the stake in the ground, you playing at big self, you knowing what's possible and the openings. And after the series of questions, Mary Kay just said, okay. That's how you put it. I think Mary Kay is like, done, you were here. And it was the simplicity of it. Carly raising your hand first is like, this is a no-brainer. Of course I'm here. You still see you're in your car, weren't you, at the time, you know, when you're talking to us about it. So bless you all. And Diane and Maria, thank you for being here as well virtually afterwards. And we're going to have lots of deep dive time to play together over the next couple of years. And I just realized too, we got to hear from everyone about why they left in, but Mary Kay, who, you know, you had to be away from Story Freedom at different times, you know, for good reasons. So we spoke together on Monday, and you guys know, it's not in my notes anywhere, but I'm like, oh my goodness. I want to hear from Mary Kay. Don't you want to hear? Like, that leaping energy is so wonderful. So Mary Kay, if there's anything that you want to say about, we always want to be leaping in our lives all the time in different ways. So if there's anything you want to share, it could be like, that was Monday, Michelle. I don't remember. Or it might be your stake in the ground now about what this is for you. So if we can catch a bit of that and hear your voice here, I would love that.
Hold on. I'm gonna honor my own self-care and selfness and pass.
You know what? Can you hear the alignment in that? Utterly and completely aligned. This is not nearly our first, go around together. That's perfect. And there will be another time or another moment where perhaps you will want to share that. And I honor that. That's so beautiful. And, it's like, what does it look like for you to be showing up with your full self? And there's an example of it. It comes in different forms. That was Mary Kay's full self showing up. I love it. So thank you for that. And then I do want to mention too, Diane and Anna Maria. Diane, I mean, where that came from, the tears in your eyes, of the depths that you pulled it out of. I know you're listening to this afterwards, and Anna Maria, like, so wanting that. I hope you don't mind if I quote you. I'm just going to take a chance and just scold me afterwards and tell me not to if I'm wrong. But I just, it's not been our first go around either. And Anna Maria, kind of wanting to even understand what the structures are. And when I said, well, so would you like to, play together for 2 years? And she says, Michelle, I want to play together for the next 20. It's just like each of you, so much specialness in each of you, so much of brilliance and beauty, you putting your stake in the ground, you believing in yourself and what's possible for you, the joy in your life, the opening for the people that you serve. Thank you for being here. This is a historic moment. Thank you for being here. All right. So can you tell I am so excited for our journey together? And if I start talking too quickly, somebody just slow me down. It's like, I remember that happened once at a retreat I was teaching on the coast over a decade ago now. And it was the very first person in our Love Your Words community, very first person who joined. And I was so excited. We were working together shortly thereafter and I'd spoken for 5 minutes and she said, Michelle, I didn't hear a word you said. Why don't you say that again? So that's how excited I am. I'm more excited even than then. So if you don't hear me, slow me down. Yvonne, I know you'll do that too. Right? And yeah, let's do that. Let's just take a breath together. Inhaling. And exhaling. Thank you. It's going to be an amazing journey together. So I want to read to you what I said to many of you toward the end of Story Freedom. You may even have heard this other times when you've leapt in before. You've all leapt before, right? But this is worth speaking again. It's worth remembering. It's a touch point for the beginning of our journey. I wrote it many years ago and it still applies. If you feel scared, if you've got butterflies in your stomach, you're in the right place. It's not on my page, but I want to add it for Carly. And if you don't have butterflies in your stomach and you're just certain and sure, you're in the right place too. New addition. You're going to be so happy. I hope you already are so happy and you will be so happy. You made this decision to invest in yourself, step forward and create a whole new story for your business and your life. Please remember, especially now, we have doubled the length, right? This is a marathon, not a sprint. You don't have to do it all today, but there are some key steps you can take that will give you a jump start. And one of the reasons that we're holding this orientation today, some suggestions to orient you, to give you first steps and to start well as we begin this journey together. Make sense? Okay, awesome, awesome. So let me see. We also just want to give you some idea of what this journey looks like. And Mary Kay was asking some questions about that too, some great questions on Monday. And so we want to give you some pieces of that, what it's going to look like. And again, congratulations for entering into the next level of you. Because that's what that is, right? That's what this journey is. For me too. I'm on this journey right here with you. And some mornings, like, I've been waking up so excited, I can hardly breathe. And then it's like, oh my goodness, you know, that, oh my goodness, that, wow, we're on this journey together. So know that myself and the team, they're right there with you. The team was like, after the event, they're doing like dancing and doing like, do just happy dancing for you. We are all in this together. And this really is a partnership together. So glad we're here. And so do you know that you're on, it's like you're standing at a horizon with so much ahead of you. And it's like, this is that leaping off point. This is that entering into that next level of you, that next level of big self, that next level for you and for your company. Do you guys know that? I mean, I know I said it several times already, right? So I want to ask you this, and it's asking the obvious, but it's good to remember this at the beginning. So who's going to make that happen? Yes, thank you. Like, and the hands are going up around the room. Such a great reminder, like 100% responsibility, right? That when we take 100% responsibility for our lives and our journeys and our businesses, then we don't end up being in the victim mode, right? So it's like, there isn't somebody else doing something to us, right? So it's up to you, of course. And, you know, so achieving great results, of course, depends on what you put into it. And then also, of course, we're here to support. We're partnering. We're here to support you all the way through, because your success is our success. We're doing this together. We're partnering with you to make it happen. So again, I want you to know what to do to get the most out of this journey as you begin, and to get the most out of our next 30 days together. Does that make sense? Because those 30 days, they're a leaping off point. And sometimes it's like, well, let me just sit back. I've got 2 years, so I'll just coast for 6 months. I mean, that's not here. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, let's move into the next phase of your life now. So I wanted to tell you a little bit about the structure of our call today. And then we'll move through the different parts. So just an overview of the program. What is this Love Your Life, Love Your Business program? What does it look like? And we spent some time on that clearly at Story Freedom. However, you might have been in an altered state at the time. You probably don't remember all the details, right? So I want to spend 5 minutes. I don't think it'll be 10. We'll see, right? But just like, what are these stages anyway? And the more we understand the stages, I want you to see them and review them, like know them, not just like that was an idea. What were those stages again? But you will know them in your bones where you're headed, right? So we'll overview, take that 8,000 foot view of what it looks like that we're doing together. A reminder of how to play, like how do we get the most out of this together? What are some of the guidelines? I don't like ground rules. I'm not really a rule person, but more like guidelines for really getting the most out of the way we play together. And any of this, remember, I already know that four most dangerous words. We have never been here together. I know new things about how to play that I didn't know yesterday. I promise you. And Yvonne, you've been close in on this journey. I mean, I know things that I didn't know this morning and working things out with team, right? In the call right before this. So reminder of how to play, overview of some of the support that you'll have through this program. This is a, you know, customized program. What's that going to mean to you? What's your journey tangibly going to look like? Some time about what's your big vision? You know, what are you excited about for this journey? I want to give a space for that more toward the end of the call. What do you bring to this community? We talked about that at Story Freedom, but you bring more than one thing. And when we start from that place of giving, start from that place of, it's a place of knowing who you are as well. Well, I don't bring anything. Please give me stuff. I'm like, hey, you're the shrinking, right? I bring this and I bring that and I bring that. It's already big self, right? So we want to start there. A place for you to ask questions, a couple of reminders again about the journey, and then of course, inspired actions. Make sense? So basically what are we doing? A space for you to know yourself and your part in this journey, and place for questions. Make sense? All right. What to expect. I didn't talk to you earlier, Yvonne was in the team meeting earlier about this, but I just think it's a good idea. I mean, run a past team. I've been running tons of things past team, but just to take a quick look at, and we've got them on slides for you. Amy ran them at the event. I'm not as good at running slides. So, you know, there might be things on the side, there might be, but just like, so we remember what is it we're doing? What are the stages? Make sense? Okay. So let me go see if I can, I know I can. Have I got it up and running? Yes. Okay. So I don't know if I can see the slides and see you at the same time. So let's do it this way. I will share. Let's see what happens. Oh, wait, not on the right slide. I'm at the end instead of the beginning because I was just going through them myself for you beforehand. We're not going to go through all the slides, of course. All right. And let me see if I can see you still. I can see you. How cool is that? I think if I get rid of this sidebar, I might not be able to see you if I put it into screen mode, but it doesn't matter. You guys don't care if it's completely fancy, so long as you can see it. Is that right? You guys okay with this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think, can I still go here? Page down. Oh, I might not be able to. Let me see. Can I click on it? Oh, I can. Okay. So let's get your work out there in a bigger way. That's all this says. Let's do that together. And here's some of the things you'll receive out of this. For some reason on my screen, it's not coming out pretty, but here's some of the things we do together, creating your future story, creating your offer. Know what stories you need for your business to thrive, grow your business to $250,000 or more by improving and repeating those stories and leverage processes of your story success path. I bet you didn't remember that line from it, right? Thank you, Heidi. Yeah, so that's why we're just going over this briefly together. This is the Love Your Words, Love Your Business pathway. The first step is quantum leaps. Create your future story. Deeply empowering story. And I want to say this. I'm speaking a bit differently than I did at Story Freedom. You guys, I've been doing work on this so much for months now, but also this last week. And I know so much about how you envision and actually have it manifest. Actually make it tangible in real life. I've only been able to teach a fraction of this so far since this community began in 2010. So what I want to do with you, it's one of the reasons we're meeting, I'm meeting privately with each one of you at the outset. This is not a part of the program. It's just like, you guys are the founders. I'm going to do that privately with each of you and meet with you, see what your vision is, see what you're working on now and how to make the most out of your next 30 days together so you get a jump start, all right? So I have not been able to communicate what I know about this. Like, you envision something, it's the right vision, and then you make it happen. And how this doesn't, I do want to spend time on this because this is the foundation. This is where we start. I'll spend just a minute on this. I have been in calls. There were three calls I was on, three meetings this week with people not in this community. And each one of them, I was listening, and each one of them, you know, some of them even train in this area. And I was helping them with where the problem was happening in their company because I couldn't help myself, right? And why this foundational part was missing and how they're bumping into problems. I know so much about this, some of it's unconscious competence, but also I want to distill it. I don't want to give you 5,000 things to do. What's the most important so this works effectively for you? Because it's the foundation for it all. And next is step into your big self. When we went, and again, you guys are ready for the deeper dive version. I can't say all this at Story Freedom, but I can say it to you. When you're creating that, we bump into ourselves. Oh, my vision, I'm thinking from small self. So I've envisioned hitting the ceiling. And then I have to bump into myself in around that. Or I've envisioned it huge, but I really don't think it's going to happen. It's a pipe dream. Right. But there's something else that's tangible that I really actually want. I envision it, but it's not the thing that I want anymore. I've stopped really envisioning when I check in with myself, because sometimes there's so many things that happen. So how do we actually do it? And something that gets you out of bed in the morning that you're so excited about, that you, it's highly customized, right? That you just love and adore it. And you are so glad to be on this planet. I think of Carly saying like, but I've got so much more to give there with this, you know, so much more with the chaplain. It's like, it comes from that depth, right? So that's that. From there, we build, we're starting to build big self as we build that future, as we create your future story. But then as you, the way you step into it, like, let's actually do it. It means that you're doing your work on the planet. And you guys know, this is not your, the first time we've worked together. Don't go off and sell 99-cent widgets. Your work, deep dive with the people you can really, truly serve. And I've had a huge evolution in the last few months, and even I would say it's weeks. I am no longer interested in, you know, $2,000, $3,000 offer, $5,000 and up. And some of you might be going like, and some of you are going like, well, about 1.5 million, you know, it's like, but at a minimum, $5,000 and up, because that is the person that you can do a deep dive with. That is the person who can hear you. And then you can move that quickly from 5 to 10, right? And if you're going like, that's not possible, then that's bumping into yourself stage one, remember? So it's a piece of stage one. So, and then growing that, knowing who you are in a deep and cellular way. So there's not these two cells over here, right? Step into your big self, actually start working with these people, right? When you create your big self, you know who you're meant to be working with. Not the person, and I want to say, right, Heidi, that you think you ought to be working with, and you can even get, you can get stuck there a long time. That's step one work, right? That's stage one work. But we don't need to anymore, right? Really nail what it is that we want to do. And then that person that you can't wait to work with, that you can't wait to get, you want to build more for, you want to serve, you want to support. You guys are that for me. Do you get that? Like, I didn't have time to eat my lunch because I'm like building things for you. I'm thinking about you. I go to bed and you're on my mind, and we're building things, right? You want to be that excited about those people who are meant to work with you, right? So we build that. And then build your story success path. So at this level, you can go and meet them one at a time. You find at least six of them. And then you start to leverage your time. And that involves stories at a bunch of different levels, marketing, sales, your brand, all of these different stories that you build when you build your story success path, and also a leveraged way to find and work with people. So we move from that, you know, one-to-one to one-to-many. Think practical applications, but how do we do it for your company? Remember, I've said those words, start close in, but how do we actually do that step-by-step and then start to leverage so that you can easily grow your company and make it easier for you rather than harder, right? So it's a leveraged path. And it's a repeatable method to attract and serve your ideal clients. It's not like once and done, right? That's what we're doing. And then you know what you need to build your company quickly. You know what to do. And these slides, by the way, are still probably up on the dashboard for you. So we'll make sure you have access to these, because I see you there, Heidi, taking a picture of it. It's like, yes, this is like concrete stuff about what you're doing. I'm glad you're stopping to take a picture. And we have that for you. Then when you launch it, at least $100,000 in sales, right? You launch it. You know that this method to whatever your leverage plan is, maybe it's an afternoon workshop on your farm. Maybe it's a 3-day event. Maybe you're speaking, it's speaking. Maybe you don't like speaking. Maybe it's LinkedIn round tables. There's different things that one can do. What is it for you? Maybe you want to build a sales team instead so that it's one to many on like how you have people enter in. We will know right at this moment. I don't know what that is for you, but we will discover it. Right? We will find that out. That's stages 3 and 4, build it, do it, right? And then stage 5, scale to $250,000. It's refining and growing your story success path. And this takes repetition and iteration, right? So we already got it. And now we make it better and better and better, right? And you can, if you don't think that this causes leaps by just doing something and making it better, think of what we just innovated with Story Freedom. We just made it infinitely better as far as I'm concerned. I hope that was your experience, right? Whole new level of what we're offering, whole new level of how we're seeing things, but we didn't go create a new event. We dove deeper into that and made it better. Really, that's how we get to those next levels. It's the nuanced move. Sometimes it's just one word that you're saying to people that maybe is making it harder, but you didn't know it. And it's a shift in the language. Sometimes it's, you know, if you're on social media, is it, you know, Instagram versus LinkedIn? Are you talking to not quite the right person, almost, but not quite? And we're refining that. And it's right in the language of a sentence when you begin your talk, if you're doing a talk, right? So refining And then that $250,000 is so much closer than you think, right? And if you go 250, that doesn't even get me excited, Michelle. Well, then we grow your $1 million business, right? And if you're going to, you might be different ways in the room. So you might be going 250, that seems so far away. Not when we do it like this, step by step. Not when we, so that we don't get stuck and then back up and then get uncertain and it goes to our editor. Does that make sense? All right. So I hope this was useful to you. Did this give you an idea? When you've already said yes to yourself, and if you saw it or saw a nuance of it or were reminded, and this was helpful to you, raise your hand. So yeah, okay, fantastic. I'm so, so glad. Good, good, good. All right. I have questions just at the end, but I think I want to pause just for 1 minute in case there are any burning questions here, because there's so much I want to share with you together. And then I want to hear from you as well. And I know just even seeing that, I mean, it took months and months to understand this. And even if we go back to the roots of it, years to build this for you, right? So like Carly, you know, I'm looking at you here, Carly, right? We've been working on this for literally years. So any questions about it? Points of clarification, like I feel fuzzy or did that feel pretty clear? Yeah, Mary Kay.
So I wasn't sure. Well, I think I do, but I still have a question. What you meant more by one to one and then one to many?
Right. Okay. That's a great, great question. Thank you for that question. So when we are in, we go from stage one, that's like, what's the vision even? And if we have, and I know Heidi, you know that so deeply. And actually Carly, you know, the vision entails how I see myself, the broken house story that you all know. And Carly, thank you for sharing that. That's a stage one thing going on where we could stay there for years, right? So get the vision. And I know I haven't asked your question yet, Mary Kay, but I'm getting there. So remembering, like, get the vision. Then stage two is, I know where I'm headed. Who is it that I'm working with? And how do I find them? And let me go and do that. And we need so many fewer people in front of us than we think. A company that, how can I say this to you guys? Let me put it like this. Let me keep it anonymous just out of protecting other people's companies. But I was speaking with, and this is just for, this is inside that party, but I want you guys to be inside the party for things, right? And I will, if I haven't answered your question by the end of this, Mary Kay, then let me know, right? But I'm giving up.
I think I have the answer already.
You already got it. Okay. Well, let me say this then, because you sparked something really important. So I was talking to a really well-known marketer, and it was so interesting because, you know, he was doing some training and he was saying, like, you know, to get across not even a quarter million, but the $1 million mark, you don't need funnels, interviews, podcasts. Like, you don't need any of that. This is somebody who does those kinds of that marketing, like, and trains people on that for a living, like how you get your message out there. So like all you need to get to $1 million and beyond is like probably a Google Docs, some method of communication like Slack, know what you're offering and talk to people. Like that's from somebody who is a marketer for a living. And where do we usually go? And again, practical applications, but how do we actually implement that on the court for you? It's like I've gestured toward it before, but now we're really doing it because, you know, we build the website and then we build the funnel and then we create emails and even the talk and all these things. And it's just the wrong order. We need build marketing systems and we need so few people in front of us to actually build our work past six figures, past multiple six figures, past seven figures. So one-to-one, you can be talking to people, meeting them, having them engage in your work. And then once you get to that certain stage where more and more clients are coming to you, then you want to start leveraging your time. So one-to-one, I go meet people networking. One-to-many, I have a talk. Well, I don't even need to build the talk. The talk can help me. Like you guys have all learned from me before, the talk can help me see things like what my offer is and so on and so forth. But you don't even need to have something as leveraged as speaking to get to those that next level. Don't even need a website. Don't even need any of that stuff that we think we need. But then once we've got more working with more and more people, then we want to leverage our time because there's only one of us. So that can be team, that can be systems, that can be speaking. But if you hate speaking, you don't have to speak, right? You know, it might be you want to do a workshop instead, or what, you know, what is it for you? And also it can be industry specific. Carly might go, well, speaking, that's really not how, you know, I gain clients, but what is it that leverages your time? So we dive in, that's the, you know, it's customized for you. So that's the difference between stage two and building a leverage system in stage three and the stories that go around it. It was a great, great question. So Mary Kay, you already got the answer, but I wanted to share that with everybody so we understand the different stages better. So you've already got your answer. You're still clear on the answer, Mary Kay? Made sense?
I think so. I mean, my answer's a little bit different than yours. Yours is one aspect and mine is another that's very meaningful to me.
Perfect. Does it feel like they conflict?
Because no.
Okay, perfect.
They go together.
And was that helpful to us? Because that understanding the difference between those stages, I think is really, really great at the outset. So we know what it is we're doing together. Was that, yeah, I'm seeing you nod. Fantastic. So thanks for the question, Mary Kay. Any other? Yeah, Heidi.
I think something that's important to me is the understanding the balance between the overall presentation of information and the group learning, and then the on the ground, my situation, my challenge, working through a challenge and an issue, because ultimately that's what's going to give me the momentum to move forward as opposed to being stuck in the same place.
I'm so glad you said that. You're going to like what comes next. We've been working for you and building. So I want to make sure that 8,000 foot view in the slides, that we're all clear on what we're building and how it makes sense, because we haven't looked at it for a while, right? So and then that's where we're going next. So let me see. Okay, I'm gonna put things in a slightly different order so that is what I was going to talk about, not next, but next to next. I'm going to switch them so that I can address your question right away. Program details, you know, training, tools, support. What's the support you get along the path? Fantastic question. And a lot of Mary Kay's questions were related to that on Monday as well. And I have more to share with you now about that. Very first, there's so much that we've got to serve and support you. And we're building things so much the next level for you. We're so excited about it. Let me just mention some of the structures that we have built to serve and support you now and in order to address exactly that question. First off, Empowering Questions Training 2.0, that's coming in June. And some of you, all of you have done some Empowering Questions training with me. But for instance, we haven't talked about, well, what area should I even be asking about? Because that part, the content matters, right? I could ask a really empowering question about, like, I might start with a disempower. I know you guys know this part, but then how do we get to this part? And I've told you, for instance, sometimes I prepare for 12 hours to ask some of my mentors questions. Sometimes I'll ask them on the spot. A lot of unconscious competence about that. When you ask really good questions, it will accelerate you like nobody's business, right? So we want to make sure that you have the tools to do that. Because for instance, the training I've given you so far would tell you that, if you ask, why is it I always eat junk for breakfast, is not an empowering question. And so I want to massage the question and say, what could I do that would be healthier for breakfast so I feel better in the morning? That's an empowering question. But that might not be the question you ought to be asking. Maybe your breakfast is pretty good right now. And really you need to be asking about, who's my ideal client? Heidi, right? You know, for example, right? But you might actually be thinking about asking about, how do I do YouTube? But in my view, I would really like you to be asking about ideal clients, and that could save a lot of pain and time and effort, right? So does that make sense about Empowering Questions 2.0? Like, what, because I know so much about, like, this company has been built so quickly and so deeply on the questions that I ask. So it's like also mining inside me, what haven't I shown you yet that I didn't realize I'm doing? So it's the next level. So Empowering Questions 2.0, that's coming in June. So some of these things are to help you on your path, and some of them are, I'm going to mention the one that's at the bottom of my list, but that addresses your question specifically. of the kind of support that we're going to be that we have for you that starts now, right? This will be starting up in June, a little bit later in June, because we've got some training for you beforehand, and we're just working out the dates with the team this morning. We will have office hours and Q&A calls every week, because I want to know where you are on the path. Where are you getting stuck? And you're going to see over time too, you'll see it a bit in the first 3 months and into the 6 months, but the further we go along, the more you're going to see us shifting more and more over from training to support for you where you are on that stage on your path, right? So here's, and I'm happy to give you something, like this isn't anywhere in my notes, but because you asked the question, I want to just go like, here's like, let me open it up to what we're talking about with the team. Would that be okay? Like on your behalf? So there will be some trainings that I will do for you that will be live at the beginning, and you guys will, you know, we'll be doing it live, and later on, maybe 3 months, maybe 6 months down the road, it'll be recordings that you can go access at your leisure. So if the time that you have is Sunday night at 8, you can do it then, right? After the kids go to bed or whatever it is, right? So at first it'll be live. If you can't make it live, you'll still have the recordings. Later on, there'll be more recordings, and what we aim for, this might take us a year, but we're on a deep dive journey, right? Some bite-sized trainings. So you can do these pieces so that I can spend my time on the court with you. Where are you getting stuck? What's the issue you're bumping into? We know that this is the next piece for you to work on. How do we actualize that for you? Am I making sense? This is not what I was planning to teach you or tell you today, but I think that it's a deeper dive answer to your question. So I'm going to go there. Make sense? And Mary Kay, do you have a question in around that or?
So you said office hours and Q&A. Is that two separate things, or office hours that are Q&A?
It is, yes. Yvonne, we can tell them the times of that, can't we? Because they really, you know, can we do that? I don't want to like bombard you guys with information, but you're asking, so.
Yeah, you can. Are they written in stone, or are we flexible?
Yeah, no, that's what I want them to be. So they're going to be starting up in a few weeks, because we want to do some training with you and meet privately with you. And then I told the team I wouldn't tell you guys so that, you know, we would make sure. But let me just tell you, it's not written in stone. It's going to be somewhere around June 20th, okay? Somewhere in that neighborhood that we'll be starting these. And then here's how it's going to go. So on Mondays, I'll have office hours. So we'll just be connecting with each other on Slack between 11:30 and 12:30. So if you have a one line question, I'm just stuck here, send me a note. And so I can answer your questions, right? If we need to, only if we need to, we'll go on to Zoom. So you could be, it's really quick getting you answers to questions. It's like, Michelle, I'm stuck because I don't like the person I'm working with, right? Like I'm just being really odd, like some of you brought these kinds of things to me. So what do I do, right? And it's like, well, you know, right there we can intervene, okay? So, or I don't know, I'm afraid to, I've got an offer in an hour and I'm afraid about the price point. You know, I'm afraid to say it. I know it's valuable, but I'm afraid. What do I do? A one line question I'll answer right in Slack. We're going to be communicating in Slack. I'll talk more about that. And then we only go over to Zoom if we need to. So that's Mondays. All right. And then we'll also have a structure of support for Q&A I've got it in front of me here. I had it on my page, but I wasn't going to share you the times with you, but Tuesdays, 5 to 6 Mountain Time, that'll be a Q&A time on stage one, vision. 5 to 6 Tuesdays, right? So a little bit later, and we're putting them at different times of the day so you can access, you know, questions. I mean, we didn't have any before, right? And there's 3 touch points during the week that we've added this. Q&A Thursdays from 2 to 3 Mountain Time. And that's on stage two, offers and sales. So for the office hours, you can just post your one-line question right on the spot. So it's like on the spot questions that you have right now. The others, as we've done before, post your questions 24 hours beforehand so I can think and give a considered answer, and that's on Zoom, right? And if nobody has questions, those quick Q&A calls won't happen. So it's incumbent upon you to ask your questions, and then I'll be there to answer them. Make sense? So Heidi, does that help address the question you had? That's only one of the things we're doing. We're very, very proud of that. It took really literally months of work just to sort that out and get that onto the calendar and so on. But that's one of the structures that we have to support you. All right. And Yvonne, thank you for adding that. Yeah. Into the chat. And then, and for those, if you're listening afterwards and you don't have access to the chat, we're going to be sending you all of this and it'll be coming out. Like, keep an eye on your inbox. We'll be in touch with you. I'm meeting privately with each one of you. So if there's a lingering question, it's either, if it's something for everybody, we'll make sure the team handles it for you and so on, so that we get the information to you. It'll be in writing in lots of different ways to you. All right. So hang on. I'm in a different order on my, in my notes. So office hours and Q&A call, empowering questions training 2.0. We have a new tool that we will be rolling out for you. Again, all this will be forthcoming over the next few weeks. We don't want to overwhelm you with you know, we'll sequence them in for you. Make sense? So that is one thing at a time and it makes sense to you. Another one, part of the support that we'll be giving you, we're really proud of the monthly surveys that you do. That we didn't have a few years ago. Like, how are you doing on your path, right? But then some of the things we've been getting from people sometimes is like, I can't remember what I said a month ago, you know? And so then it's hard to, yes, I see you nodding, Mary Kay. So it's hard to make progress if I can't remember what I said or what I even wanted a month ago. And I will tell you that I came into this, I don't wanna say exactly kicking and screaming, like sometimes it's next level processes that I'm learning. And, you know, I'm being coachable as well and learning from it. And this is, and now I love it. Now I'm so glad. And so we're going to have a weekly focus path tool for you. Easy to do. So it's like, what do I want for my week? Is it connected with that big vision that I just, you know, I'm working, that I figured out in stage one? And so that you have a minute to check in and go like, is my week aligned with where I want to go? And I came into this kicking and screaming because I am so much not about anything extra. Nothing extra. We all have a lot that we're doing, but are we doing the key things that actually move us forward? And so that way we'll have this for you. And again, all this will be rolling out, some of it in June, some of it in July for you. That way you can see where you are. You can see you can track what's going well, what's not going well. And I've been doing this myself now for months. And I'm like, when am I actually making progress toward my goals? And I even, you know, we'll have a tool like this for you. It's like, give myself a, you know, how am I doing on a scale of 1 to 5? Well, this week it was a 3. I didn't really land on what I wanted. And what do you know? My week didn't feel as good. And lately it's all been like 5 out of 5. I'm on purpose. And it feels so good to see it in writing too. I know I'm on purpose. I'm doing what I want to do. And we'll have ways to make sure that it doesn't go to your editor too. Does that make sense? We don't want it to go to your editor. We want it to fuel you to go, oh, look, I said I wanted to do that and I did those things. And I said I wanted to feel like that and it feels like that. And this is connected with the vision that I said I want. And these things, sometimes they're very simple, but they're not. Like, how many of you are doing that right now? You know, right? To actually do it is what moves the needle. So Empowering Questions 2.0, Focus Path Tool, contracts. We'll have a shorter version of contracts out to you in the next probably week or two. And then we'll have a longer version of it later. But we just want to make sure that we have it in writing for you. Because again, it's sometimes hard to hear, right? So we'll have it in writing for you in a shorter version. Then we'll have a longer contract for you probably a couple of weeks later that spells some more things out just so that it's easier to see. Make sense? But we'll put in writing exactly what we said at Story Freedom. So it's not going to be anything different than what we said, but just so that we have it together in writing, and we'll send those to you as soon as next week or the week after, something like that. Makes sense? So again, keep an eye on your inbox. These things will be coming. That just brings clarity. We'll have documents for each of the stages. We're going to be concentrating on getting things to you as you need them, when you need them. So what is stage one? What does it consist of? Right? And have a checklist, like, you know, so that I know that I'm on track with my vision. And again, this would address questions for you, Heidi, right? We want to catch that right away, right? Is my vision truly my vision? Is it my own? Am I in the driver's seat of it? If it's somebody else's, do I actually love it? And often each one of these things, we think the answer is yes, but I've coached people even in, you know, half day VIP days where we thought that it was this and it really, really wasn't. And then it's like we're building on quicksand, right? So documents with checklists, so you know, oh my goodness, like No wonder it's been hard. I've missed step four, right? So I forgot about, like, it's beautiful. And I forgot step four that'll say, you know, like, do I love it? I want to say, right, Heidi? You know, right? And how easy it is to miss what seems like a simple step. But when we have it in front of us, we can go, right, I'm actually, when I check in with my body, it's not, I don't love it, I actually hate it. And you know, even for empowered people who are so heart-centered and so on, we can miss pieces. So checklists, Slack, we're going to be using Slack to communicate. And I'm so excited about that because, you know, we have used the Facebook group and sometimes there's intense activity and sometimes not and so on and so forth. But with Slack, it's much more immediate. It's much more right there. And you can connect with each other more easily. And we can also divide up where conversations are. So if you want to say something random, we can have a random place for you to post, you know? I just want to say the dogs are cute, you know? But then it doesn't get, you know, the really important, you know, I have a question about my offer. And we also want you to get to post dogs are cute if you want, but it goes over there in the random channel. So you can find that, you know, wait, I need help with my offer and it's in an hour, you know, whatever it is, right? Try not to do that to us, like help us work with us, right? But, you know, so that we can on the spot help you. And then, like I said, that 30-day plan and vision, that's why I want to meet with you privately, right? This is the, you know, leaping off point of this community. This is you are the founders, and that won't be happening later. You know, I will not be meeting with everybody privately probably a year from now, or maybe 6 months from now, or maybe next month. I don't know, right? But I wanted to meet with each and every one of you separately, see where you are. You know, what are you dreaming of? What are you bumping into? And how can we supercharge your next 30 days? And if you go supercharge, I don't like that word. We won't use the word supercharge for you. How can I feel aligned in my next 30 days? How can I, you know, both rest and take action that's on, you know, whatever that is for you. How can I, and always starting from the vision and heading towards stage one, stage two, getting all the pieces, right? And each of you has, you've all built some of part stage one, some of stage two, some of stage three. We've been kind of, can you see now? We've kind of been bouncing back and forth. So that's why we've built this path. So it's like, oh, let's get the foundation right. And we'll move step by step, right? So we want to give you support to move step by step. And also maybe, again, it's part of stage three and four work to go out there and give your talk, for instance. But you might be giving a talk on Tuesday. We're not going to say, well, wait 6 months and I'll answer that question when you're completely at stage three, all right? So we want to help you where you are, but also remind everyone, including us, like these are the stages. This is what we move through in order to get that success. All right, so that's, any questions about that? That's an overview of just some of the things coming your way that we've worked hard to be building for you for months now. How's that sound? Like, I hope you're, you know, if you're even like 1/10 as excited about this as I am, you know, and like, I want to kind of take your temperature here. Like, how does that sound to you? You're actually really, yeah, you're nodding. Okay, good. All meant to serve and support you, right? Okay, let me see. Oh, I do want to mention this too. Know that we're building a customized program, right? Based on what you want and what you need and what we know are the stages to bring you that success, right? And so we ask you to work with us. Does that make sense? So, you know, we're willing and we'll be changing structures for what works. That's why I'm really excited about this model, you know, because maybe what you need is a deeper dive in part two of call three of practical applications that I've never taught before, because we haven't had the bandwidth to get there. But that might be the exact thing you need right here, right now, all right? And so we want to make sure that, you know, we have adaptability so that we can focus on what's the most important for you. Like, maybe everybody's got this about vision, but maybe everybody's running into this problem with their vision. We think we love it, but we don't. Or maybe we love it, but we don't think that we can get there, or whatever it is. So I might do a bit more training about that because that's what I'm seeing in the community, right? And then some other thing that we had planned, it might be, well, everybody's got that. Let's not just show up to show up. Let's just be flexible about that. So are you okay if we change things to make it better for you as we go? Anybody, you know, you all good with that? Okay. Thank you for that. Thank you for that permission. All right. Because we want that. We're here in partnering with you to create success, right? And however you define that for you, what it is that you want, right? And always, you know, along that, that pathway, right, that we've outlined for you. And let me see. Okay, so we did this, and then I've got to go backwards in my notes here. did that. I don't want to miss this part. A reminder of how to play. You know that this is so important to me at the beginning of retreats, at the beginning of Story Freedom, at the beginning of many journeys. It's like, well, how do we play to start well and to really truly get to where we want to go more quickly and easily? And I just want to mention a couple of touchstones. I'm not going to train on them right now, but just a couple of things to keep in mind as we begin the journey. I already said like 100% responsible, right? Like, we are partnering with you. We're doing everything that we know how to do and then building more for you to help you. But like, we can't drag you across the finish line, right? I mean, we can't drag you across the finish line. I mean, it's not really my, like, then you're disempowered. Then it's like, you're not in the driver's seat, right? So 100% responsible, like partnering with us so that, and you know, asking questions and engaging in the things we do and all those kinds of things that are obvious, but they're worth mentioning at the outset. So we're all on the same page, right? Having your vision, that's all of stage one, of course, right? And then something that I'll be speaking more about too when we get to the vision workshop, it's the vision, but then we need the focused intentionality on it. It's one of the problems, for instance, with a vision board. Here's my vision board. I'm going to sit, sometimes this happens to people, for instance, I'm going to sit there and look at it for the next year and hope that my company grows while I sit only in one spot and don't do anything, right? You know, and that could be a problem of big self. I don't really think it's possible. I feel more comfortable hiding, you know, or whatever it is. It could be a problem with a vision. I don't really actually like it, you know, so, you know, the intentionality to actually create it and focused on it, knowing what it is. And sometimes we can't focus on it because we actually don't even like it. We forget what it is because we don't even like it. So then it's again, tweaking the vision, right? And then the foundation of gratitude, just knowing that already this is a beautiful place. I'm so excited for what's to come. And I'm excited to be here right here on this call with you at the outset. Do you know what I mean? It's like that plan in a different context. I was teaching you about plan, draft, revise and not product versus process, like not just stuck over here with the end thing, but loving it all the way along the way. And gratitude is so beautiful for that. I'm so grateful that each one of you is here. I'm so grateful for this community. I'm so excited for what we're doing together. Cultivating that, knowing that, noticing when you're not in that. That's wrong and that's wrong and that's wrong. You know, like, oh, sometimes it's inside us or in other people, our families or our communities or, you know, somebody we're annoyed at, but often it's ourselves, you know, I don't like this. I don't like whatever it is about it, you know, missing gratitude, different energy, right? Gratitude. And then knowing that you're going to be doing some new things. Doesn't that make sense? Like same actions, same results, right? You're going to be thinking some new things. You're going to be doing some new things. To being open to being doing that. Makes sense? Like, okay, I want to be on this path, but better make sure that nothing in my life changes. Stating the obvious, right? But sometimes we accidentally do that. So being flexible and open to doing and thinking some new things. And if that's the case, then some things that you are doing and thinking also will need to drop off the plate, right? Because otherwise we just get overloaded. I'm going to keep doing everything that I've been doing exactly the way I've been doing it. I'm going to add this other stuff too. So very intentionally in June, we're going to be doing the letting go retreat, right? Because we want to be letting go of some old ways and letting go of some old habits, right? And also being coachable. I do my best. I'm always a teacher and a student. I do my best to be coachable. And sometimes I don't want to be coachable, you know? Like, sometimes I've not been coachable. One of my teachers told me once, don't hold a retreat that weekend. It won't work. Well, I needed to do it. She was completely right. I had to do it. And I worked toward it for 6 months, many years ago now, right? And I did it and it didn't work. I mean, and that's okay. I wish I'd been coachable. I even knew I was not being coachable that time. I just needed to learn it myself and it's okay. Blessings all, but like, I do my best to be coachable. And so the more that you can be coachable, because sometimes I might be able to see things, or a team member might be able to see things, or even a community member, right? for sure, right? We'll see things. But if it's like, no, I have to do it this way, this is what works, and the other thing doesn't work. Can you see that it, like, it puts up a block, right? And what the way that I like to go to my teachers is like, assume that I'm ready to hear it. I actually tell them this. Assume I'm ready to hear it. What is it that you have to tell me? Because sometimes a coach will not say it if the person's not ready. It's like, and you've seen this with people who have a giant editor who've, you know, come into our community in different ways at beginner levels, right? Michelle, I hate everything in my company. I hate everything in my life. Everything is awful. And it's all my whoever's ex fault, my, you know, my sister-in-law's, my whoever it is, the person, the previous coach, whatever. And will you tell me the best next step? Because what I want to do is build my funnel. Please help me build this funnel. And you can see like the complex, you know, coaching problem that presents. Because the best next step is, man, you need to let go of some of these things because it's just going to be hard until you do. But if that person, and if they say, and don't tell me that I need to let go of things because the last coach said that and they were dead wrong, right? I'm giving you a very profound, like, bad example. None of you use this. This is not this room, but we do it in subtle ways. But if that person came and said, this and this and this is happening, assume I'm ready to hear it. What do you think I should do next? Can you see that they would receive very different coaching? So to be coachable, and the more you let us know that you are, and then that will happen in your actions and the results, right? And I've been being coached by my mentors too. I've not always wanted to be coachable. And then I do the inner work to figure it out. And sometimes it's because it needs to fit for me, right? And so, and my company. And sometimes it's because it's just a next level. It's a next level for me. And so I'm bumping into old pieces of myself that I need to let go of. Make sense? Yeah. All right. And then throughout, checking off and seeing where the gaps are in stages 1 to 3 and filling in the gaps. Make sense? So, and we've already given examples of that. Like, oh, in stage 1 vision, imagining past Carly. In that vision would have to be the acknowledgement of the house and what's going on. And you did that work. We just didn't name it in that way. And without that, nothing could have happened, right? So we'd want to know that now we'll have a box to check, you know? It won't exactly say, do you envision that you and your life feel like a house that's broken? I mean, it won't be like that, right? But we will have it in such a way that it would help to suss that out. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you guys get it. Got it. Okay, good. All right. I know this is a lot. How are you guys feeling? I'm just like wanting to give you the container, wanting to let you know what's coming. Okay, I'm seeing nods. So helpful to see where it is we're going. Yeah, lots and lots of nods around the room. That's unanimous. Fantastic. All right. I wanted to give you, let me see, program date, like some dates will be coming in your calendar soon. Da-da-da. I'm just pausing for a minute, Yvonne, because we said we, you know, Amy will be sending these out, but these ones under program delivery dates, you've got in front of you there, right? The state of the community call, the bonus retreats, the empowering questions call, the letting go. So everything except the other courses and trainings, I think we could cut and paste into chat. Yvonne, would you agree? And again, I'm just trying not to overload you. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm pausing here and right in front of you guys going like, because I don't want to like to bombard you things, but I think all those, we can give them to them. They're going to be in your inbox later, but we already have them on the calendar and we want you to be able to get them onto your calendar. So Yvonne, what do you think that works? I don't see any glitch in that. So if you can cut and paste for them from state of the community call to the Q&A call. And
making sure that it says Mountain Time. I'm just making a few changes here.
Ah, bless you. Thank you, my friend. So we will have support for you coming up, a state of the community call, because, you know, we're in transition, right? So just how we're going. And we don't know if we'll still have some people in the Love Your Words community, if everybody will transition over to the Love Your Life, Love Your Business community. But like, so we'll have a state of the community call June 9th so that we all end up on the same page and where we're going, right? And then that'll be another chance to ask questions too about where we're headed. We've got a couple bonus retreats. These are the ones that we told you about at the event. They're bonus just for you. Create your vision retreat, obvious reasons, that's stage one. And then your offer creation retreat, that's stage one heading into stage two. So we want to give you a jump start in this. And again, about vision, I have never taught the things that I know about vision. I've taught maybe like a small percentage of what I know about vision and enacting it. And I've only just been realizing this as I've been creating this for you over the last number of months. Our Empowering Questions training call, that's going to take place on one of our first Q&A calls. So you remember, we've got those Q&A calls now, Tuesdays and Thursdays. We're going to take one of those first ones and give you some training on the Q&A call. We haven't put on the calendar which one it's going to be on yet, because I want to make sure that it works on my calendar first. But it'll be one of those days. We've got letting go. We put that in on purpose, like I said, because there's lots we want to let go of, right? You needed to let go of, in the moment that you said yes to yourself for this, you had to let go of the next iteration of a small self you to step into an even bigger self. Do you know what I mean? So there's letting go all the way along here. So we want that next level of that. And yeah, so lots of training and support to get you going in these next 30 days, working on the things that will really move the needle. So, and our intention is always to make it easier and more fun for you. It's not fun when we're accidentally working with the wrong person. Heidi, right? I hope you don't mind, but you shared the story, right? That's not fun. Let's move past that sooner. Let's get you going on what really moves the needle for you. And let's make sure that we've got your questions answered for you on the court, so that all of it is quicker and easier. All right. Any questions about, I'll have another space for questions, but these questions are any points of either confusion or clarification. I don't know what you mean by next level empowering questions, Michelle, or I don't understand what these, you know, trainings are, or what did you mean by letting go? I don't know. Anything that where you need clarification? All clear? Okay, fantastic. Is this giving you some of the nuts and bolts of what this is actually going to look like, so you have a better sense of how it gets fleshed out in the real world? Fantastic. Lots of, you know, big nods. Thank you. Okay, good. Then what I want to turn to you, because I know that's lots of talking from me, but there was so much I had to tell you. I think what we want to do, how are we going to do this? We're going to do this right here on the court. Because like, I love this, we're an intimate group, and there's like, rather than breaking you up into Zoom rooms, like we can do this right here. What are you excited about this journey? What's your big vision of what you want to accomplish? I mean, I laid out the stages, that's for all of us together, but how you take it up, what your vision is for it, it might be, well, you know, I want to get to the end goal in 3 months, and then I'm interested in how the $1 million, you know, journey works. Or what I'm really excited about is when I see that number, I know it's transformation for my clients, and I've already been helping them, and I know it's that next level. Or I'm excited about my big self, because I know that I'm all, like, I put my stake in the ground for a journey with amazing people, and I'm going to discover more aspects of my big self. Or I'm really excited to get my vision really clarified for the first time. I mean, and I think of like Jennifer, you know, she was talking about how much that made a difference for her business. It was a few months later, and that it brought hundreds of thousands that were nowhere, it didn't exist in her company before that. And it's because I helped her see what she couldn't see, what was not going right in her vision until we worked it, you know, that one piece, you know, and then all of the transformation, all of the up-leveling of ourselves that goes on. So that's, you know, a few of the hundreds of things that it could be for you. I want to hear from you. What are you excited about? What's your big vision? What's bubbling up inside you now? Who would like to go first? Both at the same time. All right. So
I let Carly go.
What's that?
Carly can go.
I was going to say, I think I saw your hand a microsecond before Carly. So at least in my eyes, so Carly. Thank you.
Thanks, Yvonne. I feel like I have built so much of the foundation, and we've gone so far already. And I think that it's just the perfect time to scale more with my business. And I would like to get to this 250 goal by the end of the year. That's what I have in my head.
Good.
And I think that I think it's feasible. I see a lot of positive opportunities for that. And I do feel like some of it is just some slight tweaking that I need to do in my business. And so I'm just so excited to have you and the team and everybody's just different diverse perspectives. I can't wait.
Yay, fantastic. And that is so true. Yes, we've done so much of the foundational work. You were so ready to scale. And I love that. It's like, you're putting your stake in the ground. It's like, that's, let's do that by the end of the year. And then what's next? Like then move from there. And you didn't even talk about that part, but it's like, yeah, at the end of the year, I'm ready. And yes, slight tweaks. There's like the further we go, the more there's like this nuanced move. It's a one small shift and it opens so much. So yes, beautiful, Carly. Thank you. Yes. Yvonne.
What happened for me during Story Freedom was when Heidi started talking about her North Star. And that really somehow stirred something in me. And I had my motto, was to sell more, to serve more. And then I was like, but there's something missing in that because my big vision is philanthropy. And so then I changed it, sell more to serve more to share more. And then the S in share is a dollar sign. And I was like, okay, that's where I'm heading. That's my big vision. That's my big why.
So you know what I hear in that, Yvonne, too, is there's many things, but it's owning the money piece. It's owning the money part. Philanthropy, the more money that flows through you, the more philanthropy is like bigger and bigger scale. So to be that's increasing your having level. That's okay to receive more and more, and that money is it's a river, not a pond. It's meant to flow. And so I love that. And different things were playing in my head for you here. It's like sell more to serve more. It's also serve more to sell more, and that it's okay to own that, right? The beauty that happens as you sell more and sell more, serve more, give more. I had all these things like playing with. I love that, and the sell more and the serve more and share more, and that the dollar sign is in there. Beautiful. Owning it, and next level, next level. Yes. Who is that? And that's part of that big self. You can see from the stage one to stage two, owning that big self happens as you own your vision. That's the hinge point between stage one and stage two. I think I'll become a philanthropist. I hope I make 25 more cents this year, kind of thing. It's like mismatch, not small, not that small self, right? Big self, impact. What's possible? What role can I play on this planet? And that's a fun place to be. It's beautiful, uplifting. Thank you. Yes. Heidi.
I feel like I'm going to be putting you and the community to work.
Good.
With me and on me and for me. My intuition is what told me to leap because the logic was really another program, Heidi, because I've done a number of things. And the editor was, really, you're back at the beginning. Haven't you already used what you've already learned, Heidi? What are you doing with this? And this felt different. And it was because, and I was wavering the whole time. And I'll tell you, Michelle, it was the one-on-one with you toward the end, where I thought, maybe then this, and I didn't know yet about this new program,
Right.
but it was in that conversation with you that I thought, well, maybe my need is about to get met. the program's ending. And then that was why there was no doubt for me mm-hmm. when this was presented, where my challenge, unlike Yvonne and Carly, I don't have a business up and running, going, generating money, generating flow. It's all creative, it's all idea, it's all concept, it's all imagination. And then for me, there's been this disconnect of action and what to do and how to make it real and show up in that in the world.
Yeah.
And so to look at steps, I feel myself breathing because it's like, oh, steps to take, to move forward in 3D. And
exactly.
I can, someone to partner with me shoulder to shoulder to, I guess it's hand-holding, spoon-feeding, whatever those words are. And those are not nice terms. There's a negative energy to those. And I feel though safe enough to say here, please help me move forward.
Yes, yes. Thank you. And Heidi, thank you for this, because I hear you hearing all the work that we've done over many months to create this with and for you. And that it's like, here's the piece. And here's the feedback, and here's the way that we can actually create this together. And that's why, too, the partnership, like, your success is our success, literally.
Yeah.
We so want this for you. The one thing we can't do, and you're all here, so it's like, what do you say, preaching to the converted, right? I'm not preaching. It's like, those out there may not know it, but it's like, we can't want it more than you do. So some people out there, we want it more than they want it. It doesn't work, but everyone here, it's like there's this burning inside of you that you know you're meant for more, that you know that this is that we can do this, that, you know, then we get to partner together and walk together. And I see nothing wrong with saying spoon feeding sounds more like a baby, but I let you know, hand holding, like, you know, let's hold hands, let's walk together, let's figure it out together. And that never, like spoon feeding is like that can be I like the handhold, you know, hold hands, because it's partnership. Yeah. And it's walking together. And when we partner that with like 100% responsible, you know,
right?
Then that's where the magic happens, right? So beautiful. So thank you for that. I love it. And how do we turn that idea into reality? Again, that's why we start with stage one, because often the problem is with the idea, because it needs to be built in story form. And I have so much unconscious competence about it that I didn't even realize it, even though I've been teaching it for years. So getting it right from that beginning level of, here's the vision that's beautiful and big and manifestable, and that I can get there, and there are steps, right? That's why we're like happy dancing here in the company, and happy dancing for you, and happy dancing together. So thank you for hearing it, for putting your stake in the ground, for knowing that in you. To go there. And it's like when you say, well, I haven't got that built yet. Well, nobody had that built yet at the beginning. Everybody starts from not building it and then building it, you know, like, right? We've all been there.
Right.
And so what's the steps? I'm like, let's get you the shortest route there, right? I mean, I took twists and turns, and I'm like, learn from the twists and turns. And some of them, sometimes we're going to make it. Sometimes we don't have to take that twist and turn. We can just go straight there. And that's what we're aimed at here. You know, doesn't mean that there won't be, we're going to course correct, and we're going to be creating, co-creating things and so on. But it's like, let's not reinvent the wheel, and let's let it be easy. So beautiful. Thank you. And then we'll bump into things. Of course we will. That's the editor. That's the wall. And then we move through them together. So. Thank you. Beautiful. Mary Kay, what's your big vision? What are you excited about?
My big vision, and I do have to say there are things in stage one I need to work on.
Yeah.
But the vision I want it to be is, I want more clients like my big client I'm working with right now.
Yes. Good.
I want to step into what she sees for me, what she sees in me. I want to step into who I am already.
Mm-hmm. Beautifully put. Yes.
There was a recently a trainer I've been following for many, many years, and she joined my Loving Presence with Horses community, Facebook community, and I was like shocked that somebody, because I consider her to be really big, you know, and I welcomed her, and her response was like giving the compliment back to me. Wow, you know. And so that was, I want to step into that person. So, and I want to step into the bigger place with the animals and horses and into the step alongside the bigger animal trainers to bring in the loving presence influence into the training. So not just bring it, it's not just there sometimes, it's they know how to teach it. Nobody knows how to teach it, but I do.
And there's that big self right there, right? Like that was absolutely completely clear, aligned. Nobody knows how to teach this, but I do. It comes from that beautiful place. Thank you, Mary Kay. I love it. And I love too your gentleness and clarity about, oh, there's things to work on in stage one. And I'm, it's big self. It's like, how do I get more clients like that big client, and stepping into what she sees in you, all these, so such beautiful words, stepping into who you already are. Words for you and beautiful words for all of us. Who is it that you are already seeing more and more of who you are, being that, doing that, loving on that, and growing to that next level, you know? It's like, oh, that's who I am. Thank you, beautiful. All right, I know we're already at, like, time flies, but I wanna ask this one question. We asked it before, but I wanted to gather it again here because it's something, it's not a once and done. It's continuing to think about this because this is big self. What do you bring to the community? So just a sentence from everybody here. You can get on an hour long connection call with each other if you wanted to spend half an hour each about what you bring to the community. That would be a great way to spend an hour, or 15 minutes if you wanted to, right? I just want to do the one sentence version here. So we hear one more aspect of it. It could be what you said before. It could be something entirely new. You might not remember what you said before. What do you bring to the community? One sentence. So we see the beauty in the room one more time. Who would like to go first? Heidi, then Carly.
I bring my heartfelt desire for each one, every single one here, to thrive and succeed and be all of who she is and wants to be. And that's what I bring, my knowing and desire for your good.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. Carly.
Support, you know, in multifaceted ways, and also just sharing some of my gifts to help you guys. I'm really, really good at certain things, and I'm happy to help along the way.
Thank you.
I can go. Always a listening ear, always holding space, and always sending you love for the best possible journey ever.
And I bring inspiration and often a slightly different way of looking at things.
Nice. Thank you. I want to add something I wasn't planning to myself, but I want to add this. Many things that I bring to the table, but one is to see you as your big self, to continually see the highest in you over and over and over and over again. Even if at a moment you forget, to call you back to that self, to that self, to that self, to that self, and to see that in you and as a community. So together we're playing there. It's namaste. The light in me sees the light in you always. Oh, beautiful. All right. I know we had questions running in my page. It says questions, but we kind of had questions throughout. This is the beginning of the journey. There will be, and we've structured it in lots of places for questions. This is anything bubbling up inside you wanting to be asked. Anything else? We're kind of in a place of solutions and positive energy, and that's a different energy than questions. So questions may not be bubbling up inside you, but if there are, I also welcome them. Nothing at the moment? All right, there'll be plenty of time for questions starting in a private session with each of you. So you'll have direct place to ask questions coming up right away. Amy's worked hard to make an appointment with each of you. And I think if they're not all booked, if yours isn't booked, just make sure that you get that done. Amy's in charge of my calendar, so she'll get that done for you. And and then we're structuring in lots of places for questions and then even how to ask them. So this is not the once and done place for questions. And I love that we're gathered in an energy. It's not the place where questions are arising. It's just for me anyway, I'm feeling like that. Oh, I'm so happy to be here with you. Like that's the energy that's inside me right now. And I'm so excited for what's just around the corner for us. And I'm so happy to be here with you right here, right now. So just a couple of reminders before we go then. You're in the driver's seat. You get to decide who you become and how you play through this process. So be that you want to be, you know, and you, that future self is, she's calling you. She's amazing. She's beautiful. And she's inside you. Ask her what she did. She'll pull you forward, right? Into that next beautiful phase of your business and your life. Another thing I want to remind you, like, how do you know? I know we've worked together before in a deep dive way, but how do you know I'm going to be a good mentor for you and the team as well? Well, because you'll make it so, right? That's for you to do too, right? So if there's a piece that you want, that you need, come and ask questions. What else do you need? And you get to be in the driver's seat of that too, right? Because you choose that. Does that make sense? You choose that. You get to choose that in a radical, beautiful way in the context of this community as well. And then some obvious things that you can do, get the dates on your calendar right away. Or we're going to, oh, I forgot to put this in the notes, but we're creating a Google calendar with the training dates so that you can sync with your own calendar. And you can turn it on and off, you know, if you want to, so that you'll have the dates right there. When we update them, you'll get updates in real time if there's something that shifts or changes that we were announcing to you, but you'll have it right there on your calendar right away. Look for correspondence from us because we'll be sending you things as they unfold for you, right? Like we have been about the setting up the private sessions. Keep asking questions, lean in with me, with the team, celebrate, tell the dream enablers, do not tell the dream stealers, lean in with this amazing community. This is a powerhouse community. And I almost want to say, like with Story Freedom, take a look at us now. And when you look in the faces of each other, like 6 months from now, 3 months from now, a year from now, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to see your faces now and then who we're becoming together in partnership. I can't wait to see those faces as we create and build this beautiful journey together. So again, the next meeting is a private session with me, and take time to fill the private session survey. You can find it at Story Freedom Academy. Amy's also should be sending you details about that, but make sure you fill that out. Thank you, Yvonne. Thank you so much for being here. We're going to wrap up in just the next couple of minutes. So make sure you fill out the survey. Take the time to fill it out. When you do it with intentionality, it will be a better snapshot of what's going on, and I can help you further. Go as far as you can on your own, because if you already could go further, I'm helping you with what you already could do yourself. Take that as far as you can. And then when you're there as far as you can, we can take that next step together. So take whatever time you can around that private session survey. Reach out to us again, Amy, myself, Yvonne, Marie, if you need any questions that you have. And we're going to end this orientation, beginning of our journey. We're already well underway, and we're already, and it's also the beginning. One aha and one inspired action. So we're always on the board doing it, and that we see, oh, there's at least something that's opening for me here, and I embody it, I know it, I become conscious of it, and I share it with others too. So many things happen when we do this. So just a couple minutes, if you're willing to stay, if you need to go, I understand. We're now at the half hour, but one aha, one inspired action. Who would like to begin? Oh, goodness, same time, I think. Heidi.
The aha is such a beautiful one, that I'm not alone. I have this amazing team.
Yes, we just breathe that in, each one of you.
I love it.
You are not alone, and you never are alone ever again. If you're feeling alone, you have this community. You need not be alone ever again, because we're on this journey together in deep, deep partnership. You are so not alone. Thank you for that. And your inspired action.
Inspired action. Look at stage one with fresh, joyful eyes.
Beautiful. Yes, yes, and yes. Thank you for that. Love it. Carly.
I'm trying to think about the best way to word this, because you worded it so beautifully earlier. but it's when you, how you have evolved your offer, there's an opportunity for me to evolve my offers to my clients to deepen and to grow. And that's a big aha.
Beautiful. Brilliant. Yes, you can model things that we're doing. We're growing so quickly. And when you see things that can work in your company, and yes, absolutely they can, fantastic. And then you can ask questions about that. And I'm here to help and support you, and as is the team, as is the community, right? Fantastic. So, and what's your inspired action, Carly?
I'm going to get everything on my calendar.
Yay. Brilliant. Yeah. Beautiful. I hope you will all do that. That's why I'm like, let's put those dates there. And then you'll also be receiving them, but let's get them to you as, you know, as soon as quickly as we can. And that's right now. So thank you, Carly. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Mary Kay.
My aha is, I seem to be in a stage of revelations, and just every time I listen to you, like I wrote down, I've got a huge revelation about a block in stage one. So my inspired action is going to be to explore that.
I'm so glad. This is so beautiful. I love how even at the beginning of your journey, you guys are assimilating like how these stages work, and you're seeing it and already starting to find some of the holes in that and create it together, and modeling on what we're doing, and knowing that you're not alone, all these things. Wow. Fantastic. I am so excited. I mean, ask Dana, I've just been like bouncing off the walls. I just, so glad to be here with you. Thank you for saying yes to yourself. It's a fabulous journey ahead. I'll be meeting with each and every one of you, and then we'll be diving in with our new journey together right away. We're on it now. Have a beautiful day, everybody, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye for now.